is going on, my Ghost Squad? Welcome to Tactical Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. We are live on YouTube, and obviously we are simulcasting
Tuesday
over
today
on,
is Tuesday,
hello, March 20th. My own thing. We are simulcasting on Gun Channels. Gun Channels is back up and running. So, guys, if you've been waiting for the updates to take hold and all of that, geez, get everything up and going. So the channels are back live on Gun Channels. So go check out gunchannels.com. As we all know, it is a great community for the Second Amendment and pro-gun people. You can be amongst your friends and people that are like-minded, talk about anything and everything. They have several lobbies going at a time, talking about firearms, Second Amendment, and whatever else comes to mind. So go check us out over at gunchannels.com. Let's go ahead and check out, speaking of Gun Channels, we've got a couple over there. Moon Food and Cycle are over there. The YouTube chat is rolling. Holy cow, you guys are crazy. Let's go through the room real quick. We've got Grim 90, The Reaper, John 12 Gauge, William Stanley, what's going on? Tech, Midnight Range TM, Mad Sexy. Let's go through here. Man, you guys were starting early. Rich White, the 1% Nighthawk. Budget Guns and Gears out there. Gunpowder Beauty, what's up, kiddo? Travis P11 is also in here. Let's see here. Let's keep on going down. This chat has been going for a while. I might take me a little bit to get through it all. But D-Temp 62 is out there. What's going on? Phoenix is out there. Outlaw, what's going on, Ellis? Ellis, come on in. I'm pretty sure I sent you a link if you want in. Let's see here. Calaveras 32 specials out there. Vandalistica. Man, I tell you what, if you guys haven't checked him out yet, he's from Brisbane, Australia, and he's fighting the really good fight from definitely within enemy lines on an international scale. Really enjoy stuff. He did a Why I Carry video over the weekend from Australia, which was unbelievable because I'm sure you guys all know about the Australian gun control law. So, it was interesting. Go check out his Why I Carry and why he felt like it was important to do that video. So, Vandalisco, what's up, my man? Solitary Maverick, what's going on? Richard Chamberlain, that guy's wife. How you doing, Armintha? Hope you're doing well. Sean Green, Andrew Faulkner, Joe Ziola. Man, the chat is rolling. So, it's John Brown. What's going on, JB? Recoils out there. So guys, we've already got 47 watching. Guys, if you haven't, go ahead and send something in the chat. We don't know you're out there, so go ahead and send something to the chat. If you have a question, myself, Lockjaw's out there. Tina, what's going on, Tina? Big Racer. If you guys want a question asked, go ahead and try to ask in the chat. Either one of my mods will find it. If not, you can email it to live@ghosttactical.us. So go ahead, and if you have a question that you want, read out loud, and we will definitely do that. Hottie's out there. Stealth Hunter's out there. Mike Sykes. Jorge, what's going on? Man, we're already at 50. We just started, so I guess the notifications must be working because that's Casino. We got a big crowd already. We're at 50. We're a few minutes in. So, guys, let's go ahead and run through the room real quick and say hello to everyone. We got a couple people are going to be jumping a little bit late here, but we can go ahead and say hi to the A-team that's already here. From Nebraska, the educator himself, Travis P11. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, man, not much. Appreciate the invite. Guys, go mash that thumbs up button. There's 50 of you watching. We want to see 50 thumbs up. Second, get over to gunchannels.com. Get signed up. Third, check out my podcast Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Time. It is called The Caliber Corner Up over on gunchannels.com. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for coming. I love having you. And, yeah, if you guys haven't checked it out, Caliber Corner is a cool show. It's a great way to start the weekend. For those of you that spend all week working and you have that Saturday morning that you're just relaxing and all that, Travis does a great job. He goes anything from prepping to hunting to reloading to just basic gun talk. So go check out Caliber Corner. That's at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern in the morning on Saturday. So thanks for coming over here. We've got the original gangsta himself, the OG. The man, the myth, the legend. We've got G Webbs from Parts Unknown. I think he's over in the West Coast somewhere. But G is on his gun show loophole tour right now. So he left over the weekend. G, how is everything going so far?
Good. Thanks for the invite. I think I'm in Pasadena. I'm right by that
the Los Angeles Police Museum.
Awesome. I saw an Instagram post that you were over at CAP Tactical Firearms. I know you tried to go there yesterday or something like that. Was it closed? Did you get there today and it was open yet?
No, I am probably more than an hour from there, like when it's not okay. Traffic. So I'm doing them in like, you know, doing the pie. I'm kind of going around the areas. So I'm going to try to get back there and maybe see Knives again. And that is all in that same area.
Sounds good. We've got the Tactical Leprechaun himself from the great state of Texas, Clover Tech. What's going on, my man?
What's happening? If we're going to be the, if we're, we got too many to have an A team, this ain't going to work.
So, I mean, no, man, I was third string for 2 years. That sucked. No, I'm not going to go to B team.
I mean the A team. We have too many. There's five here. It doesn't work.
I was thinking like A squad, like football or something. My bad.
I was talking about the A team, the B team. You know, this is the A team. I got. Yeah,
G's got the van, so I mean, we're one.
He does have the van.
We're gonna have to lose somebody.
I don't count. I'm just here to fill up the gas.
You sound more like you're there to create the heavens and the earth or something.
God complex with the reverb going, man.
And on the first day, John Z created gunpowder and it was
cool. Let there be light.
Yeah, there you go. He lit a match, farted, and there was light.
Is that better?
That's kind of. Yeah, it's no reverb, but you still sound kind of Never to Famo ish a little bit, you know, like Luke Guy.
Sorry about that.
That's awesome.
It's all good. Oh, there's a reverb. Awesome. It's going to be a fun show. I'll guarantee it. Well, speaking of which, let's. Well, Vandaliska, I tell you what, bro, if you want in on the chat, I would love to have you on. If you've got an hour or so to waste, if you want a link, go ahead and send me an email at live@ghosttactical.us, and I will send you a link. If you want to jump in, I'd love to have you, because I'd love to talk to you about a lifestyle that has seemingly been oppressed down in Australia. So if you want to jump in, I would love to have you, bro. So let me know. Anyways, John is our producer engineer from New York City. New York City! Get a rope. So, John, how's it going, man?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Yourself?
Life is good, man. It rained cats and dogs today. Literally cats and dogs are falling from the sky. It's wet right now. We've got.
Yeah, it was pretty bad here. It was pretty bad here the last couple of days.
Yeah, so.
We had some about 50 degrees.
Yeah. Vandaliska said he's just in the way to work. It's 10:13 in the morning. All right. Well, let me know if you get to work and you're bored and you got nothing to do. Let me know. We'd love to have you on. Love to get Vandaliska on here. One, I love Australian accents, but two, talking about a guy who seemingly has no reason to be a gun person or support the gun movement worldwide, obviously. Being in Australia, the guys out there putting pro-gun videos up from Australia from a place that, that talking about gun control, that buyback was an absolute travesty down there, but the mandatory buyback. But I love the fact that he goes out there and he's still pushing through. So if you guys, like I said, if you haven't checked out Vandaliska Vlogs, go ahead and check him out, please. John, before we get going, do you have the stuff ready, or do you mean to read it tonight? I don't know if you're
ready. We can take our first.
Let's go ahead and take the first one real quick.
Absolutely. It goes tactical. We understand the rising tensions across America regarding guns and gun control. It is more important now than ever to be vigilant about our Second Amendment rights. And we encourage everyone to stay informed and contact your local, state, and federally elected officials to make sure they are hearing your voice. They represent you, and without your input, their votes may be susceptible to outside influences. We ask that you actively support any gun rights organizations such as Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, and even the National Rifle Association. We understand you may not agree with all these politics involved with some of the organizations, but we do encourage you to keep up with and support as many of them as you can.
All right. Kind of going through the chat, seeing if there's anything we need to touch on before we start going. It looks like everyone's just kind of doing the normal thing. We're at 61 already, so I love it. I love it. Trauma Jock, what's going on, Trauma? All right, so we're going to start talking real quick about the first topic was the obvious, the march this past Saturday. And I don't want to give it as much attention as we need to, but I think we at least need to discuss a couple things about it. And I want to go about it in a different way, not to really necessarily talk about all that, but the first question that I want to ask the panel, and I don't really want to need to necessarily go in any order, so I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. There's not a whole lot of us in here, so we're not going to be stepping on a whole lot of toes. But the Smeggy's in here from Michigan. What's up, Smeg?
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
Hello?
Uh-oh. All right.
I can barely hear you, bro.
I'll be back.
Can you boost the volume from the internal? Oh, never
mind. I'm going to try to do that, but it sounded like something. But let me go to my real quick and go to... Oops, Maggie jumped out, so I can't do his internal right now. But anyways, all right, so the first question I want to ask you guys, like I said, we're not going to go in any specific order. You're doing a Crowder. I wish I would do a – I would love to do a change my mind thing. I think that that would be awesome. But I live in a place where a lot of people, I mean, they're not really anti-gun, so it really wouldn't work. I have to go find somewhere that's a little more liberal. But anyways, the first question I want to ask you guys is – you know, did they accomplish? I know they had a massive turnout, and did they accomplish what they set out to accomplish? Do you think that just by having 1.5 million at different marches across the country, do you think that that is going to change the political mind in this country about gun control and help them? Do you think it hurt them, or do you think people are just indifferent still? And I'll go through. I'll let you guys let's go ahead and free for all for a little bit. Unless you guys don't want to, then I can start with Travis if you want to do it that way.
No, that's fine. You know, kids naturally have a short attention span. I can speak from experience. You know, they'll have the next cause out there that's going to inspire and influence them, and they'll move on to something else. That's what I really think. And in all honesty, I had to come up once in the last 2 weeks, you know, kind of my thoughts on banning firearms and things like that. I come up one time. I don't hear any kids talking about it. I don't see any stickers anywhere. I don't see anybody wearing T-shirts at all. Granted, we're more rural, but still the kids, you know, we had some kids that still went out and walked on the walk outside day for an hour or whatever. I don't know. I just don't think the kids have they're so set to go on to the next big thing. They move on to the next big thing, whether it's their apps or their music or their movies. I don't think this is necessarily going to sit with them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, squirrel.
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly. That's it. That sums it up right there, Clover.
Man, we can barely hear you still, bro. Barely hear you. As I turned you up on the internal also, so but I mean, we can hear you. It's just, I mean, I don't have to sit and have you like go James Hetfield and yell in the mic, but go ahead and talk a little bit louder because we can't hear you. It's just very faint.
Shall not be infringed.
Yes, there you go. I like that. go ahead, Smeggy. Do you have anything that you want to add to what your thoughts of the Of the march this weekend was?
Oh, I mean, I think the kids are going to get bored and move on. I mean, I don't know that anything's really going to happen. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't really want to yell. I'm outside now. So,
no, yeah, you sound fine right now. Trying to fix my mic. It sounds perfect right now. So, yeah, you're fine. You're back to normal. Now I know that you and Jimmy and I don't know if there's anybody else with you guys, but you guys were in, I guess it was Phoenix. I think Phoenix is the capital of Arizona, is it not?
It is. Jimmy's wife was with us. Jimmy's wife went with us while she drove, and then Brandon showed up from Saber Knight.
Awesome.
Right on. So there were, at least as far as we're aware, maybe five or six other people that were pro-gun at the whole thing.
Oh, wow. And I know you guys...
But then same weekend at one of the largest shooting ranges in the country, really, but in Arizona for sure, they have an outdoor expo. The Game and Fish Department puts on like an outdoor expo where kids can experience wildlife and all the outdoor activities, shooting everything from BB guns up to probably 50 BMG. Dylan will bring out like mini guns. So there's exposition shoots and then they can shoot archery. They can get hands on our trigger time.
Sorry. All right.
I don't know how bad that audio is coming. So probably a band. That sounded like a band taking off. So anyway, there was a bunch of people at this outdoor expo, and I would say I need to figure out the numbers, but I'm guessing 4 times more than were at that rally. So there was a lot of people at the rally, but there was even more people appreciating things like firearms and all the fun that we can have with them.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a video that I think Jimmy put on the Early Watch channel, and what started out to be an incredibly impressive sign of, I think it was a 22 or 23 year old kid, I think is what he said. He was there kind of doing a Crowder thing, holding a sign, says, "I'm pro gun, change my mind." And there was a middle-aged guy that decided that he was going to go and try to change this young man's mind. The problem that he had was the way he handled himself was rather embarrassing, in my opinion. He wouldn't let anyone else talk. He wouldn't listen to anything that was being said to him. He was basically regurgitating everything that the media has been saying. And I noticed that Jimmy said a couple things, but then, you kind of stepped in and tried to have a kind of, you know, pick on someone your own size type argument with him or a conversation with him, and he took it as an argument. And basically wouldn't even the facts that you were spitting out were amazingly great. But he didn't seem to have any desire to listen to you at all. Can you, I don't know if you want to go into that or not, but can you kind of just give everybody an idea of what his facts, the quote unquote facts that he was spewing out and his demeanor? Was that something that was commonplace with the demeanor that everybody else there, or was that just him?
We only walked up to that guy at the end of the rally. So the rally was like 10,000, 15,000 people that left, walked around in a circle and came back. So that guy was standing there and everybody passed him. He said other people talked to him and we were talking to him later, but we only experienced the one guy talking to him. So I can't answer if he was if he was the same as everybody else or not. But first off, you didn't let me talk about the kids, but I don't know if we're doing
that. Go for it. Talk about it.
Follow through on that.
Because gun guys don't care about kids.
Yeah, I don't care about kids.
To follow through on that guy's argument, I agree. And I wasn't necessarily trying to step in as much as like, yeah, I guess I wanted to tag in and try one of my things at him. Because how often do you get a chance to talk to a real anti-gunner? He's like rabid anti-gunner, right? So I wanted to try throwing an idea at him. I mean, I talk about this shit all the time, right? And it was not easy to come up with shit out of your brain with a dude who's in front of you, right? Who does not have any interest in what you're talking about. So I was trying to do like a 3-prong, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I got you, right? That was my plan. And he would not accept the first move. And I tried it again and he would not accept it. And then I got frustrated and it fell apart. I wasn't able to keep it together. So I learned a lot. But here's the thing, you're a fucking Marine, you know what I'm talking about. I wish I could choose my opponent. I wish they were easily foldable and then would solidly support my position, but I don't get to choose that. I think we're the ones that have to start changing our way. We can't just bring to them what would work with us, because that's what would work with us. We need to start bringing what would work with them. So let me get to the kids part. Do I think the kids, I don't know. I don't know any fucking, I don't know any kids. And, I have no idea. I don't have my finger on any kind of pulse with kids, but I was 18 at one time. And if you would start telling me blah, 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 blah. And all the, by the way, you're losing rights. You're losing rights. Not your kids are losing rights, because kids don't care about kids, or their own kids, right? Not some old guys losing rights, not some other kind of class than you or race than you or socioeconomic, whatever than you, but you are going to lose rights. Kids are greedy, right? They don't want to do that. I think once they figure that out, at least a hope, once they figure that out, that we might have an angle, or like you guys are saying, they're going to go, oh, wait a minute, this is a stinky fish, and they'll just drop it and move on. That would be ideal, but I don't think we'd prosper by just letting this rest. I think we should look at these ways that the kids are being used this time, and if we don't want it to ever happen again, and because it's unscrupulous, I think we should hold them to task, have consequences for this, and as the popularity, this whole thing most probably will move along, right? And this will be dropped. Instead of just letting it drop and going, we're done, I say we kick the crap out of it and that dead horse until they don't ever want to talk about gun control again. Remember the shoulder thing that goes up? Talk about a black eye. They get embarrassed when you say the shoulder thing that stands right there, goes up, right? That we need to start saying hog. Is this a hog? Are you hogging it? You know, we just need to bring something out of this into the vernacular, into the public, realm so that this becomes a thing that politicians, I mean, we have that potential. They brought it up this high. Again, you know what happens. If somebody brings ultimate force to you, if you can leverage your way out of the way, then they've just brought ultimate force to their own destruction. They're going to bring themselves down with their own action. So let's, they got this all popular. Let's use it this time. Let's figure out a way. This kid's not a great spokesman. Let's, and when Tack was in here earlier and he mentioned not, or it was Clover, I think, not addressing the actual kid, but the concept of bringing kids. You know, they've got a chink in their armor. Let's exploit that without being individual, you know, pointing at any individuals. And again, have consequences of this. That's how I see this, them using the kids this time around. I think it's an advantage, it's a potential for us.
I agree 100%. Go ahead, Smeg. You got some?
Okay. So, yeah, there was, I just wanted to mention, I watched a video today on YouTube. It's the Nuance guy. And he's got about a 40-minute video. He was at the big one in D.C. And he was talking to people. You could tell, like, the questions he was asking, like, he's definitely a pro-freedom type person. But one of the things that I think he did that I liked was he gave the people just – he'd ask a simple question, why are we here? And let them talk for a while. And it's like you give them enough rope. You know, it's almost cringeworthy at some points, but you give them enough rope to hang themselves kind of thing. And they basically got almost all of them to just be like, we should ban all guns. And it's like, well, at least you're being honest now. I mean, right. I completely disagree with that statement, but at least we know what you actually want to do.
Conversation now because everything's out now, you know.
Is there therapy to that or something? Is there something by making somebody
actually say it? They have some medicine, but it's a prescription pill. I don't know if they like prescription pills or not. I don't know.
Take it to the range for once. Let them actually shoot and see how much fun it is.
That's the whole thing. Now, before we move on to this next one, I want to bring Clover in because I know Clover's probably got some pre-chat. He had some real good comments. So, Clover, what do you think about this weekend, about the consequences, if there are any, for the march?
Well, just to follow up on the Nuance Bro thing. Yeah, he does a really good job. I think he's pro-freedom. I mean, he definitely, you know, is to the right on most spectrums. But he does a really good job at being patient and not interjecting his opinion and stuff like that. I mean, he cites facts when he talks. And he really doesn't get in any type of an argument with them. Really cool channel to watch if you're not. On the march, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but where are you pulling this 1.5 million number from?
I was hearing that, now you don't take it for what it's worth, but I was hearing that on a couple news outlets, including CNN. Like I said, I actually do watch CNN a little bit because I like to see what the other side's saying. And they said, now, it was at Washington. I'm not saying it was at Washington. They said 1.5 million nationwide were involved in the march.
I understand. Okay. I'm hearing numbers nationwide anywhere from 200,000, which I think is low, to the 1.5, like you're talking about. That's the end of the spectrum. I'm seeing realistic numbers nationwide in the 500,000 range. So like everything that we have from the inauguration to the women's march to whatever, you've got this big wide spectrum of numbers. So my first thing is don't get too hung up on the numbers. And there's a reason for that. The first reason is we're dealing with kids, and okay, today they get out of school, it's this, tomorrow it's the new track by Beyonce, and the next day it's the skirt that,
squirrel,
you know, whoever's wearing the school, you know, got the new designer skirt from Prada or whatever, and, you know, just so many things. Yeah, the next thing is something that I've seen, come out of this is, we all know we have our micro fractures within the pro second community. We got micro fractures as far as who loves 9 and who loves 40. We got, but more seriously, we got our micro fractures with how we deal with people, what we should be saying, the message we should be putting out, more of our tactics and stuff like that. We've talked about this in length from, you know, the FUDs to the advocates to the, activists and then the hardcore guys. So, that is starting to happen, and that's one of the things that you can kind of foresee that it was going to happen. When you start getting this many people together, you start having people that are going to start questioning why are we here? We really don't have anything with common. We got better things to do. this is no longer the place to be, right? You're lackaday people. Then I've already seen it to where you've got people that are like the Black Lives Matter or people from like the Chicago area that are wondering, okay, 17 white kids, whatever, get killed in Florida, and here we are railing for this, and 17 black kids get killed every day of the week in Chicago, and we ain't talking. What's up? So there's this infighting to where it's the under the guise of gun control, it is brought together. It's brought more people into the conversation, and yeah. If that benefits us for a few reasons. First of all, it fractures that side of the argument. But secondly, when you start interjecting something like Chicago, look at the draconian gun laws already in play in Chicago, and it's doing no good. And you've got people coming out on a national stage and saying, this is a problem. Well, that's completely contradictory to the school shooting as far as the situation and the scenario and everything else at play. Taking guns completely away, they've already done that pretty much in Chicago. So right. How's that, you know, and I think that eventually if they get together on that level, then one or the other, the sides are going to break eventually because they're going to realize that it doesn't work. And Chicago is the reason that it doesn't work. It's a proof that it doesn't work.
Well, I agree 100%. And let me ask you guys this question is we've talked, several people have talked about it already, about the short attention span that most of these kids, and I'll even say a lot of the people that are anti-gun seem to have, and they're very strong in their message until the next whatever happens, whether it's, you know, it could be anything. They might take this Stormy Daniels thing and run with it and forget about the guns. But, you know, should they decide to stick around? My next question is we've seen what their message is. Okay. The good thing about what happened this weekend, in my opinion, is they showed their hand, and they did it in a way that actually, there are so many videos that I've watched over the weekend on YouTube that people were interviewing a lot of these people, and the comments that they're making are, I'm not saying they are idiots. I'm saying that their comments that they're making are idiotic. They have no basis for why they're out there. One girl literally held up a microphone and says, why are you here? And this kid could not give a reason as to why he was there. He said, we need to get rid of all guns. And he said, the Second Amendment is terrible and this, that, and the other. But he never gave anything. He was basically saying the bullet points they're probably given. So they've shown their hand. We've kind of heard their argument. We've heard their, and G's probably heard them firsthand, these chants. And they seem to be predetermined chants that they've been given and all that. So we've seen their chants. We've seen their bullet points. We've seen their quote-unquote information that they're going to try to fight us with. So my question to you guys, and I'll start with Smeggy this time, is – how do we react? What's our next step? Now we've kind of seen where they're coming from. What is our next step? Do we keep our same course? Do we start to adjust our way of thinking and attacking? Or what do you think, now that we kind of seen where they're going to be coming from at us, what's our next move, our counter move?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't really know. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know either.
I've been trying different arguments, you know, each different way, kind of like Jerobs was mentioning, you know, when you're talking to someone in person and they're like, they're not listening to anything you're saying, how do you go back? I guess I would just go with the, at least now all the cards are on the table. We know they want to take all the guns. Then we can start talking about how taking all the guns isn't a really good idea. And whether that's bringing up Australia or, you know, some of the other, I hate comparing countries though. I really do. Cause it's like, there are different things going on. It's a very complicated issue and you can't solve it with bumper sticker type things. I did want to just mention real quick here, sure, as a counter thing to the march, I've talked about it on other podcasts at times, but in Michigan on Saturday we had a pro-gun rally in the afternoon.
Oh, right, I didn't know.
After the anti-gun people had their thing,
how'd that go?
I thought it went pretty well. It was, it was lots of good speakers. There's probably 100 and some people turned out, and it was one of those things. It was cold and windy and, you know, whatever, but we were out there anyways. And one of the things I wanted to mention, you were talking earlier about splitting our side or whatever, and that actually came up. We did had speakers and stuff. Then we went and marched like around the Capitol. There was a couple of kind of cool buildings we took some pictures in front of and all that kind of stuff. But there's a part you're walking down the sidewalk and it like splits open because there's like a basement level or whatever that's open to the sky. So you have to either go left or right. And I made the joke. I said, okay, ARs go right, AKs go left. And then someone else was like, oh, 9mm this side, 45 that side. And everyone laughed. But at the same time, it's like, that is kind of true. We do like splitting ourselves up as often as possible. Like, if we can fight with ourselves, apparently we like doing it. But when it comes to our rights, we have to stand together. Like I said, if maybe you don't agree with some of the other people, but they're still working towards a common goal of protecting rights.
Right. I want to make a little comment out here. Budget Guns and Gear put a great comment out there, and this is something we do need to keep in the back of our mind also. He says, we need to try to remain calm and counter their disinformation with facts. As for the ones who won't hear what we have to say, remember that we're talking to the undecided listeners. And that's so true. You know, just like that, let's say they're 10 to 15% we talk about over there on the extreme left. They're not going to change our minds no matter what they come at us with. We have to understand that we're probably not going to change that 10 to 15% minds either. But between the 10, 50% over here and the 10 or 50, we're talking 70 to 80% of the indifferent, undecided people. That's who we're going after. So, you know, we are going to have to debate that far left contingency, but we're debating them not to change their minds. We're debating them probably to change that middle, vast majority of people that might be listening. So that's a great point, Budget. I want to commend you on that one. Clover, what do you think our reaction should be in your mind?
Okay. To address something in the chat real quick.
Go for it.
They're talking about Karl Marx and Karl Marx.
Yeah, it's David Hall for president. He's a troll. He's an amateur.
Well, that's fine. But says, Karl Marx was able to mobilize millions. Well, so was Hogg in this movement and whatever. The analytic that you look at is not being able to mobilize millions. The analytic that you look at is staying power, and none of that has staying power. The reason it doesn't is it's all built on a shim sham. It's all built on a bamboozle. So, number one, we go at this from a logical, factual, all-inclusive standpoint. We respect, we don't deal in emotion, but we respect emotion. And we utilize that emotion to figure out where to start said conversation, because that's the opening I think we have when we're dealing with people that are coming from emotion. Try to figure out the basis, the foundation, the facts that emotion is built off of. It's all built off of something. You're emotional because something happened in your life. You're emotional because of an incident that transpired or something that happened to you. You just don't all of a sudden just become irate or emotional without any type of, I mean, if you can, but you're crazy, you know what I mean? At that point. So something has happened. So get down to the root of it. I think that one thing that we've got to do, G hit on it when he was talking about the rally there in Arizona. And I see that here all across Texas. I mean, I see it honestly all across the country. And that's why that I try to stay positive with things. We're dealing with a very, very small portion of people that are able to rally, some of the people in the middle, and they do that with feelings or whatever. And, you know, the fact is, the truth is, just like G pointed out, it was whatever, three times as many people, you know, they're enjoying that. It's why? Because it's forever in this country been Americana, and it's just been established. Why? Because it's based on a right given to us by, you know, endowed by a creator. You know, the founders seen this. It's woven into the Constitution that the country was created on. We have all this foundational stuff behind us. It's tangible. It's real. It's not just feelings and feeling good. And because we have that, we outnumber them. The problem is, a lot of times it doesn't appear that we outnumber them, and it doesn't, because a lot of the pro second people fixate and focus so hard on the Second Amendment instead of just taking a break and getting out and enjoying the community and going out to eat and spending time with family and talking about hot rods or you know, nerd chat, geek chats or whatever. That's why some of us are van chat. I mean, look at G, for example, with van chat and the tool chat and stuff. Just kind of decompressing. Let's talk about something else and realize there's more to life than just Second Amendment, Second Amendment. Why? Because all of that is a part of our lifestyle. But we've been shamed in a way that we don't put it out there. And that's where the social media and all this other stuff comes into play. We've got to get it back out there. Just like we know at these events, there's more people at, you know, pro-gun, you know, expositions, functions, fairs, things like that than there are at a lot of these anti-gun rallies. We've got to flood social media and let people know, look, if you go to one of these, it's okay to put out a picture. It's okay to make a video. You know, you get a new gun, it's okay to put it up. You go out shooting with your family. You know, you go out camping or hunting or whatever. It's okay. Post that stuff up. We want you. We want to see that. So we need to be encouraging to those people in the middle that may not be advocates or activists or whatever yet, and encourage them and say, hey, it's okay. There's lots of people just like you. And even though there's a small percentage out here, you know, causing a ruckus, it's okay to do that. And then finally, one thing I think that we might can push out of this, and G brought this up as well, is try to find key in on some type of an embarrassing thing that we can kind of use against the hardcore anti-gunner trolls. You don't want to belittle and all of that stuff, but you do want to have something that kind of embarrasses them, like the little shoulder thing that flips up, right?
Right.
And I think one of the things might be, do I need to get a kid to make your argument for you?
Right.
You know, something along that lines. Do we need to go find some elementary school kid that can talk for you? I want to have a conversation, but, you know, if you feel better having a kid speaking for you, we can go get one.
So I want to have an intelligent conversation.
I just want to agree with you 100%.
A teenager that, you know, is smarter than you.
There are bullies out there that want to push themselves on you, and I agree with Clover Tech and G-Webs on this 100%.
Yeah.
You sometimes have to push back, but you sometimes have to use other tactics, but never let their tactics become your tactics.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the lifestyle thing here in just a minute after we get G and Travis in here. But, you know, we had talked about the Why I Carry, and I think the Why I Carry was, I think it was very successful this past weekend, and I think it needs to carry on. But I think the lifestyle issue needs to be more than just about concealed carrying. It needs to be more than just carrying. It's got to be more about why guns are included in our lifestyle, what's going to the range, or why we buy guns and all that. And I don't care if it catches on or not, but I'm going to start using, I came up with a little hashtag called the gun life, and life with a Y, because there was already a gun life with an I, but the gun life. And I'm going to start posting stuff. And you know, if you want to get out there and, like Clover was saying, talk about the lifestyle and posting just normal everyday pictures and all this, that, and the other, and use the hashtag the gun life. Cause I think that we're going to talk about it here in a minute. So I'll kind of skip over it right now, but I put the hashtag out there in the chat, the gun life with a Y. I'm going to start using that, and feel free to use it if you want. Travis, real quick. What do you think that we can do when we're talking to someone said the bumper sticker, and they are the bumper sticker generation, this younger generation. It's all about, you know, catchphrases and all that. How do we fight that? Or do you have any ideas of what a good,
kids just are not getting educated on the Constitution in general in schools. And I'm going to tell you that I'm not trying to criticize anybody in my own building, but just what you hear about in school and the way that history is being modified in their books, they need to understand the importance of the second. And we need to make sure that we're educated on the second. We're also educated on reasons why firearms are important and necessary to this country. You ever just sit down and have a conversation with a kid that might be an anti, you might be surprised at how little they really know. Like you said to yourself, you know, they ask the kid, why are you here? Kid couldn't give an answer. He's just there because that was the thing to do that day. And it's hard for us to get that message out because we don't get that kind of support in advertising and movies and TV and music and on the daily shows and things like that. So we just got to do everything we can to make sure that the importance of the Constitution is made. But if there's some medium we can use to get across to kids, I don't know, just keep professing it is all I can say. Just keep talking about the importance of it. You know, Clover pretty much hit the nail on the head, you know, with what he was talking about. You know, and it is good to take a break from these things once in a while too. you know, I don't disagree with you on that, but still, it's important that we do our part to make sure that we get in those conversations and have those talks and make sure that our information and our facts are straight and solid, you know?
No doubt. And I think, G, you might have already covered this and all that, but as far as a reaction, you know, talking about a guy who does as much for the Second Amendment in this community that we have, you know, you're out there living the 2A right now. But is there anything that you think from what we saw this week? And like I said, we kind of saw their hand now, and we kind of know where they're going to be coming from with their organized chants and all of that. Is there something or do we can do differently, or do we just keep on the same track, be consistent, be factual? You know, is there something do you think we can step up our game in a certain area, or are we kind of where we are right now is good, or what? What do you think?
Right. So you threw me off there because questions have been going back and forth. So,
yeah.
So Maggie said something before about it can't be done with a bumper sticker, and I disagree. I think it has to be done with a bumper sticker, and Clover mentioned that. So, shit, you were all over the place. I think that one of the things I was going to mention before was that
I'm all over the place in general, man.
Yeah, here. The rally in Phoenix was like, what, 10,000-15,000 or whatever they said. I haven't actually looked at the actual number. Like, there must have been some news that would report it after the fact with a more accurate number. But whatever, it was a lot of people. From that, whatever, conversation we tried to have with that one guy, he made it clear, or brought it to my eyes, I didn't think about it, that that's a lot of anti-Trump. There was a lot of people there that were like, this is something Trump likes. I don't like it. I don't like Trump. I don't like it. I'm there. So this was a party. There was a lot of selfies going on. It was an event. It was a popular thing to do that weekend, and they were bussing people in from school. So it was also like extracurricular. You know, I just want to get a good grade. So I want to impress my teacher. My teacher likes this. I'm there. And, you know, so I don't know how much of that was influenced by that, but I suspect a lot of them were just there because it was a thing to do that weekend, and they don't like Trump. So that's probably an angle, and Clover already did on the part that I wrote before that, you know, if we let this lie, then we're losing an opportunity. These are opportunities. I think you asked, you know, do we do more of the same? No, I'm saying we need to change.
That was my question. What do we need to change? Yeah.
Huh?
My question was, what do we need to do to change our position?
So instead of
kind of seeing their attack mode.
Of just talking platitudes, what am I going to be doing besides the tour? We're doing the Minuteman University. I'm going to be adding some segments in there. We talked about this, I think, in a cave when Smeggy hosts the caves in the evenings. We do some good chat. So if anybody's up night owl or works at night during the cave, it's a pretty awesome 2A conversations. One of the things I found is having a piece of paper, maybe the size of a business card. Hey, I think I know a printer who might be able to make these in the United States even. But maybe some bullet points with notes, with credit, with, you know, places, maybe one of those QR codes or whatever, so they can just scan it. Now, they might throw them away. 9 out of 10 might throw it away, but the one or two that takes that home, scans it, and actually looks at some facts, follows the links to see that all of our information is coming from the government sources, the CDC and the, you know, crime stats and stuff. If we had a little cheat sheet, or at least a little, here's my credibility, here's the due diligence that I've done before this conversation to prove that to you right now that I am aware of the facts, and I don't just throw out, regurgitate talking points to you. I've studied this and I've looked at it, and here's a little card that I've had printed up that can send you to some places to get more info. That's one thing that we talked about. The other is getting better at arguing, but having conversation, right? I said it before that, yeah, we'd like to have different adversaries. We'd like adversaries that were logical and understood the facts because we'd win, but we don't. We have adversaries that have feelings and worry about their hairstyles and shit more than they worry about what's happening around the world, right? If we're going to have adversaries like that, then we'll fight differently. And anyway, so towards that, we're going to be putting some things on every second around Minuteman University to talk about the different ways to talk to different people, how to evaluate. Think about cops. Think about Border Patrol agents. Any government agent that has to kind of do that evaluation of a person, you know, they do things to figure out what people are up to. Therapists and stuff probably have tricks. My computer's acting up. Am I okay?
You sound fine. Yeah, you sound fine.
I'm going to unplug it, so hopefully it won't die here, but my must be losing power. But in other words, there's tools out there that I'm sure interrogators, these are job occupations that deal with getting information out of people or having efficient conversation with people. Let's use some of those tactics, learn some of them, and learn how to evaluate somebody we're talking to in a process so that it's not just like, I think this guy's crazy. So like John, you know, I'm just going to have a bunch of static.
Hold on, John.
I have static?
Yeah. On us. Okay, so some cheat sheets for conversation. So, and with some accredit, what's the word I'm looking for? Footnotes. And then some strategies on how to have the correct conversation with the person that we're actually talking to. So instead of always trying to use judo when we're fighting people with karate, right? We'll just go learn some other arts, or at least learn something like Jeet Kune Do that can take on all the other arts and is the superior art.
Right. Well, and I think that you are right. You know, there has to be something that we can not only talk about, but we talk facts a lot, okay? And we all know the facts. We all know that they're right, but they're not listening. And I think the playing the cards or whatever, doing something, even making up flyers, 8.5 by 11 sheet with different links and different websites to go to. I think that's a phenomenal idea because whether it's Crowder or I think the guy you had a conversation with, I think at one point he even said, well, where are you getting your facts from? You know, how do we know that they're legitimate?
And I was like, WHO. And I'm like, well, how much nicer would it have been if I could hand him a thing that said, exactly. Oh, here's the point, go dude, and go scan this at home. Like I say, even if you threw it away, some kid, right. And that's what we care about, right? The people that actually care. Because those are the people then that win. Okay, so here's how do you infiltrate, right? You win over some people because now they're going to have their little discussion and they're going to go, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to go, well, actually, we're talking about something that's stupid. We're sounding dumb because they know that this is not the case. And boom, you know, if nothing else, we're going to make them evaluate their arguments. And oh, that's something I forgot to put in my notes that Smeggy mentioned before. I think Smeggy said it. If I can kind of go backwards to something else. I think sometimes an effective way of turning the light bulb on or something is to get them to the logical loop or whatever. And okay, so we're talking like seconds should not be infringed, government tyranny. You know, I'm looking at the LA riots. Why do you need an AR-15? Talk to me about Koreatown. Talk to me about the Winchell's Donuts, right? But when you're talking to somebody who's anti, they don't care at all about tyranny. They think tyranny is something of the olden days, like pirates, and we're never going to see pirates again. We're never going to see tyranny again. So instead of having that argument at all, let's say you hate Trump, right? Yes. You think he's a tyrant, right? Yes. You hate guns, right? Yes. Who's taking those guns from me? Trump. Who owns the cops? Trump. Or I mean, who's taking those guns from me? The police. Who owns the police? Trump. Get them into that loop where they figure out that they're trying to give Trump the power to take my guns. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's enough to go, and maybe they go home and go, wait a minute, I think I'm fighting the wrong battle here.
Or at least put doubt in
conjunction. In conjunction with all the stuff that we all do on a regular basis. Hey, we're gun owners. We're regular people. Fuck you. I'm sorry again. You're not. That guy's not a shooter. He's a murderer who, for a political reason, chose a firearm. I'm a shooter. I go out on the weekends and recreational shoot. I teach my kids to shoot. I have guns as an investment. I love history, and I like the fact that the United States, the country that keeps this planet free and safe, has firearms in its blood. Every single part of this country in the Industrial Revolution goes back to guns. Guns are awesome and they should be celebrated. So quit calling those people shooters. We're shooters and we should be holding it proudly.
That's a great chat. And I love the fact that let's call him what he is. He's an evil murderer. He is not a gun person. Like you said, he chose the tool of a firearm to commit his act of evil and murder. He's not a shooter. He's a murderer. He's a criminal. He is a monster that just happened to use the tool that we love. So I think you're right. You know, the guns are part of it.
He didn't happen to pick one up because there's so many guns in this country that they're just laying around like shovels. He decided to not pick up a shovel, which is easier to acquire. He didn't pick up a baseball bat, which is already in the school all over the place, right? He didn't pick up a skateboard, which can be found anywhere and beat people. He chose that firearm. He didn't take arson. He didn't take and you know, all the horrible things that we know people could choose right. instead of chose that. Even just happened to. So.
No, you're right. I wanted to touch on something real quick that's going on out in the chat, and I don't know any of the facts, but it seems to me that there is a town called Almost Park. It's just outside of San Antonio, and apparently the police chief there had made some comments about open carry. And Clover, you've been kind of involved out there. You want to update us? It sounds like he tased the leader of the open carry movement in that area not too long ago, and stuff is going down. Do you have any information, or do we want to not talk about it until we get more information?
I don't have anything. I mean,
okay. All right, guys, I'm sure it'll be on the news. Go check it out. There is an incident going on just outside of San Antonio where it seems like the police chief has tased someone who was open carrying. And I don't know any of the facts of what happened, why he was tased. It was not listening and being told not to open carry and did anyways. I don't know, but go check it out and I'll let you paint your own picture and find all that real quick. John, let's go through the, to the second commercial break, if you don't mind. John might be having issues. That's okay. I'll go ahead.
Hey, okay. Somebody muted me. What the heck?
Well, you were a little staticky a little while ago, so I had
to. Am I still staticky?
No, you sound fine now.
All right. Well, in that case, guess what? The 2A Capitol rally discussions and planning are in full force. Planning for the next rallies is in progress as we speak. Please make sure to check out the 2A Capitol Rally Facebook page for the latest up-to-date information. We ask that you spread the word about the rallies and get as many people interested as you can. If you'd like to be involved in the planning for your state, please contact one of the admins on the Facebook page or make a post on the page stating that you would like to help out. Remember, it is time to go on the offensive. Be vigilant in our fight and make sure that any opposition is met with peaceful, intelligent, and factual responses. Hashtag 2A Capitol Rally.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, you know, there's the great thing, I don't know if it's a great thing or not, but Matt had made me an admin back in November because I was handling Arkansas side of the rally on Facebook. So I get every notification of everything that's being done on that Facebook page, and it, the last week or so has been blowing up. I mean, I'll go for 10 minutes. I'll come back to Facebook and I have 36 notifications and it's all about the 2A rally. So that is wonderful. And there is dialogue going on out there. There is planning going on out there. So if you're interested in getting involved with the 2A Capitol rallies, go to the Facebook page. The link's already in the chat back there. I can put it again real quick, but go check out the Facebook page. If you are interested in helping in your particular state, go ahead and post something about your state. Find out who's running that. If there's no one running it and you want to take charge, then by all means, go for it. But the 2A Capitol rallies, whether or not it's an organized on one day or we spread it out and have different days, it's one of those things where the most important thing is we need to be seen and we need to, like you said, show them that we're not backing down. We're still going to talk about our rights. They're not going to scare us into a hole. They're not going to make us back away because they had this large march. One of the things that I saw, I want to talk about real quick, guys, which I loved. One of the videos that I saw from the march, and I think she was actually in D.C. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she was at D.C. And she was talking to this guy, and this guy was doing the same thing. He was talking the bullet points. He was yelling the chants. He was doing all the stuff that they were basically told to do. And she asked, and he says, you know, what's your main reason for being here? And he said, I want to shut the NRA up and get them out of politics. I started laughing. I said, fantastic. So we agree on something. I wish you would have said something to those terms like, well, good. So we agree on the same thing. But the point is it sounds like to me that they're all talking NRA, NRA, NRA. And I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing for a couple different reasons. One, and Clover has said it on his on different chats before, but you know, NRA is big. They put their big boy pants on, whether we agree with them or not. They are big enough to take the punches. Let them be the punching bag for the Second Amendment community. And while they're taking the blows, you know, maybe we've got the GOA and the Second Amendment Foundation and other organizations kind of flanking from the sides, whether it's through the court cases or whatever. But I don't see it as a bad problem as the NRA taking punches for us. The second thing is if their sole priority is to end the NRA, I know I don't want to end the NRA because regardless of their political stances and all that, they are still rather large. But maybe if they kind of take them down a certain level, when they build back up, if they do build back up, the NRA will have to relook at what's going on. Why are they so hated? Not only by the opposition, but they're hated by a lot of people within our own community. It also might be a chance for the GOA, the SAF, to kind of take the reins and all that. But, you know, in Arizona, did you notice that were there chants directly towards the NRA, or were there people discussing directly the NRA? Do they really look at us when they see gun owners? They really see the NRA, and that's all they see? Because if that's the case, then that might be a way for us to flank them on to some different attacks if they're going to focus solely on the NRA.
Okay, you're talking about the event that I went to on Saturday?
Yeah. Did you personally at the Arizona rally, did you see the NRA hatred there?
So let me answer your question with a question.
Okay.
Do you see every gun hater as like a soy boy, transgender, freaking weirdo Californian? And I suspect a lot of people are going to go like, huh, maybe I am putting some, because there were everything, every single thing at that rally. The NRA is their thing. Yes, to answer your question, they think every single gun owner is a member of the NRA. They think we all dwell in basements. They think we all idolize the Nazis. We have like weird tattoos under our clothes. We have some sort of underground where we feed money to the gun companies somehow, even though many of them are going out of business. Maybe there's an angle. Somebody write this down. Maybe we should focus on all the gun industry that's going out of business. How are they funding the NRA when they're literally closing down? Maybe we can talk about, anyway. Yeah. So they definitely think we're the NRA. So yeah, there's definitely an advantage there because they're idiots. It's like the red flag of the bull. We can do what we want. We're either the matador or the damn flag. They want to keep saying that. So.
Yeah. And I'll go back to Clover or Smeggy or Travis. If you guys have an opinion on this, is their focus on the NRA a good thing for us?
I don't know. I think maybe short term it is, but picture a scenario where you did not have this one really easy three letter thing that they could put on signs and point to and demonize. What would they do if that didn't exist? I've got to, you know, in all my thinking about the NRA being a punching bag and they take the brunt of, you know, all of the demonization, you know, I think about a lot of different scenarios, and that is one of them. Is it okay? I get how they're taking the brunt of all of that, but where would that go if the NRA wasn't really there? How would they? Are they going to come out and say every gun owner and talk about every gun owner and mention that and actually point to individual people instead of a dirty, evil organization? Because when they talk about the NRA, seldom do they talk about the members necessarily. They talk about the spokesman and they talk about the head and the executives and this person that was on TV and that person that was on TV. You know what I'm saying? They sort of steer clear of the fact that there's, you know, as many as what, 5 or 6 million, you know, red-blooded Americans that are a member of the NRA. So I don't know. It might remove the target altogether and then have them scrambling to figure out, okay, where is our tactic now?
Right. Right.
Wait, what's going to make that happen?
Well, I wasn't bringing up that making it happen. I was just saying, imagine a situation to where the NRA felt the pressure. And because every time there's any type of anti-gun movement, 90% of all the gripes and complaints and signs and everything else is all NRA. NRA has blood on its hands. The NRA lobby the politicians. The NRA is against or funds the gun industry. or gets like money from the gun lobby that works for the gun lobby, the NRA. Okay, imagine a scenario where that didn't exist for them to demonize. What would they demonize? I don't know what they could come up with.
I agree with you. So how do you make that happen? Imagine a 1976 Red October, where the membership overthrew the establishment of the NRA because of the stuff that was going on. So imagine a overthrow of the NRA right now, at this point, like Clover's saying, where they're focusing everything. They've got everything on the kids, and it's focused at the NRA. They're using the kids to focus on the NRA. Imagine if the NRA, which is corporate run, all of a sudden is overthrown from its membership, and millions of people stand up and say, I'm the NRA, with the NRA hat on. What if we just all start wearing NRA hats around and insist on the removal of what's his name and his friend? And now we have a real NRA doing actual work. And then, I don't know, you know, maybe it's a board of members of the other groups that have been doing efforts out there. You know, the NRA is its own thing, and there is a division between it and all the other groups, all of them.
Well, but it's been demonized so long in the focus of that attack.
The only reason that division is there.
Even if it changes, even if the structure changes of the NRA, it's still there for them to demonize. Because they don't care about the fact.
When you remove a martyr by what I mean, you remove it by making it a hero. Like, oh, you're going to demonize the NRA. The NRA is the one that's removed kids casualties from accidents. The NRA educates. The NRA provides training for law enforcement. The NRA has improved, law enforcement tactics or something. If you make the NRA a bunch of people again and what it is, the safety and training and recreation, because that's a big aspect of it too. But I hear you. I mean, it would be definitely interesting if it didn't exist and there was a void, but I'm just saying maybe a way to get to that same situation is to overthrow it, get rid of those two dudes who are basically keeping it from being the glue that binds, like the epoxy that binds all the other gun owners' rights organizations together. Imagine if they were the fibers that the NRA actually supported and filled in all the gaps like a federal organization should, that's made up of 5 million members. It's those two dudes that are bringing in how much income? I mean, I'm not anti-NRA, but I'm anti any a-hole getting in the way of this 2A rights at this point.
Exactly. No, and I think the whole premise of the Red October, and I'm not saying that we all should go around wearing NRA shirts and hats, but the premise of that is intriguing, to sit there and say you want to attack the NRA because in your eyes, the NRA is all gun owners. So let's show them what real gun owners are. Let's show what the true numbers are. And whatever that is, whether it's wearing a shirt or using the hashtag, I'm the NRA, you know, you can start something like that. I'm the NRA. And everyone's kind of like, I'm Negan. And I don't want to bring Walking Dead in, but, you know, Negan is not just a person. It was the idea of Negan. The NRA is an organization, and whether we believe in their political aspirations or not, and whether they think they're helping or hurting us, if that's the approach that they're going to take is attack the NRA, then let's show them. Let's show them who they're really dealing with. They're not dealing with just the 3 to 5 million members of the NRA. Let's show them they're dealing with 70 million gun owners in America. And let's show them that you can pick on this one entity, but you're going to have to deal with all of us when it comes to the gun rights. And there's something to be said. I think that discussion needs to take place here on some throughout the next week or so. Because I think that's the cool concept of, like I said, I'm not necessarily saying we all go out and wear NRA stuff, because some people just aren't going to do that, and I understand that. But there's something that rallying call that says, I am Negan, or I am the NRA, or I'm a gun owner, hashtag I'm a gun owner, or something like that, and say, look, you can attack us, but you really want to wake the sleeping giant, because you're attacking what you think is a $5 million people membership. Really, we're 70 million strong, maybe more. And if you wake the sleeping giant, this will be the last fight we have about this. So that's a very, very interesting concept. Smeggy or Travis, what you guys got?
I just want to say something with all the people that are fighting against the NRA and stuff. I would love to ask them, do you know what the NLA or the NRA ILA is, because mm-hmm. I think that the two of those get confused so often.
They do. The ILA is actually what the problem is, but
that's what they mean when they say the NRA buys politicians. They mean the ILA buys politicians. ILA.
That's correct.
Which I still don't necessarily agree with, because when you look at the percentage, it's like, yeah, a couple $1,000s, that's a lot of money to me. But some dude who just spent millions of bucks getting $2,000 from someone's not going to change his fundamental belief.
It's a joke. And that's one of those things that's nice, that would be good to have on a piece of paper, because the actual funding that the NRA gives is what, 1 or 2% to the politicians compared to industry like the real industries and pharmaceuticals and stuff? We're nothing.
If you look at it just from, like, even when they do the total, it was $30 million. Like, that sounds like a lot of money. And then you realize that's on par with, you know, some of the other groups. And then you look at like unions, which is $250 million or something. You look at banks, which are hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like
a billion, probably. Yeah, you're right. 100%. I mean, like I said, the average person doesn't understand the difference between the NRA and the ILA. They just know that it's the NRA that seems to be getting the publicity, and the ILA is what's actually causing some of the problem.
Going back with the whole gun company thing too, it's like, you realize like it's 5 million members. I don't own a gun company. Do any of you guys? Like, I doubt there's 5 million gun companies in the country. Like, that's, so it's ridiculous. And I've seen the thing where they showed, oh, which one is that, Midway, that always gives them the check or whatever? They're like, look, this one company gave them all this money. And I've had that brought up against me, and I'm like, you realize those are all like 30 cents at a time? Like, when you buy something, you click a little box that says round up to the nearest dollar, and the dude gives it to them all at once.
But you're talking to people who regularly have people from the grave vote, and just people that just random names vote. So they're used to having phantom instant, like, populations, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Vote early and vote often.
So they don't think 5 million fake members is any big deal.
And I love the fact that there were numerous reports that they were very strong in trying to get these marchers to register to vote and all that, which is hilarious to me, because you're talking about someone who is a person that is out there to march against guns, and you're assuming that, I guess they're assuming that they're going to fall politically to that side on every issue. But I think that it's so funny that we talk about the exploitation, and they want to sit there and say, we're not exploiting these kids. We're not exploiting these. You're exactly exploiting these kids. Not only are you exploiting these kids to get your message across, but when they show up to march, you're exploiting them to go vote. And so it's hilarious to me to sit there and watch the strategy that the left side is having. They are using kids to get their message across in an emotional way, because the average person isn't ever going to argue with a kid. They're going to sit there and say, well, I'm going to look like a complete ass if I argue with a kid. So they're going to get all these kids out there, and these 18, 19, 20-year-old college kids, they're going to get them out there and start talking. And then when they show up to these marches, they say, oh, by the way, why don't you go ahead and register to vote? And make sure you click the Democrat box when you do that and all that. So it's funny to me that this doesn't get talked about, because this just added on to the massive exploitation of that generation.
Right. Well, there's something I wanted to mention here real quick, and then actually I'm going to jump off and head over to Hit or Miss Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Yeah. A little bit late, whatever.
What is that?
You might have started without me. I don't know. But anyways.
You mean Horm? Because I don't like having to say everything out, so I'm just going to call it Horm. Hashtag Horm.
If you want. But anyways, something about the kids, because I have seen some people that, you know, would be on like the gun side of it, actually like attacking the kids. And for one, I think it's one of those, like, when someone even on our own side does something that's kind of dumb, I think we should call them out for it. So, and I don't think anyone in this fine panel or even your lovely listeners would ever do something like this, but I saw it from the anti-gun side going, look, these Republicans are, you know, calling this kid, he looks stupid, or, you know, whatever they were saying, all the different stuff. And it's like, don't attack the person, attack the message. And I think it is valid to at least bring up that, yeah, it is a kid. So, you know, maybe if you're talking with someone, be like, put yourself back in high school. Like, what were your political beliefs? Were you a genius back then? You know, because I remember believing some stupid stuff, and then I got some new information. I was like, oh, I'm on the right track, but I'm a little off. I had to recalibrate and head more towards libertarian. Nice. But anyways, thanks for having me, and I will
appreciate it. We'll see you guys here in a little bit. I know Travis
on
here in a minute. Hold on, John, real quick. I know Travis has to leave here in a minute, so I want to get any last thoughts that you might have before you check out as well.
Yeah, real quick. I'm heading over to Horm myself. Hashtag Horm. Hit or miss. Blocks. I'm going to start using Horm. It's just easier that way. We use acronyms for everything. Why not? I'm Horm bound. So anyway, you know, at the NRA, there's so much about it that needs to go, that needs to change. The one thing that would suck to lose is just the fact that you can't deny the fact that it brings a lot of people together who are believing in a common cause, even though their intentions are not what we want it to be. The whether it's the big, not the rally, help me out here, guys. What do you call it? The NRA meeting, the big powwow that we have at that point, or the events that they have, or the local events that they sponsor. But there's so much more that needs to change. Don't get me wrong, but the community part, I would not want to see the community part broken up. Even if we all go over to GOA, that'd be awesome. But still, there's just parts of it that I think it would hurt the community in a way, but they're definitely not helping the community. Yeah, the fact that we don't have an NRA representative in every single Capitol building every day of the week really does bother me, considering how much money they bring, and they could easily bankroll that. And, that's all I got to say. I'm going to head over. Thanks for the invite, man. I do appreciate it. Yeah,
thank you so much for coming, and we'll see you here in a minute.
All right, take care, man. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right, John, I'm sorry I kind of quirked you on that, but I know we want to go commercial into the commercial three in there before we wrap up. Is that what you want to do?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
At Ghost Tactical, we encourage the support of all firearm content creators. We are excited about the influx of new creators and are working effortlessly to get these up-and-coming stars noticed. We created a program to spotlight these newer channels while increasing their brand awareness. We call this the Gun Channels Blitz. All we ask is that you, the viewer subscriber, visit the channel selected for the Gun Channels Blitz. And if you like the channel and content, please subscribe to that channel and use the hashtag Gun Channels Blitz when leaving your comments for that channel's video. Tonight's channel is C4 Defense. Sarge is putting out some great content, including some great gun reviews and range drills. So be sure to check out C4 Defense and subscribe to him today.
Yeah, Sarge is a great guy, and he was absolutely on tonight, but he was in a meeting. He sent me an email that he was in a meeting, but Sarge is a great guy. He's put on some good content, does a lot of range drills, does a lot of gun reviews. So if you're one of those that are looking to get a gun or something like that, and you're looking for a person that's going to give you an honest and fair gun review, go check out Sarge's, because he's got a bunch of reviews over there. And he is not going to sugarcoat anything. He's going to tell you what he thinks about a gun, good or bad. So if you're looking for that, go check out Sarge. He's got some great videos. He's going to start doing some more live stuff. He's been hopping on some panels lately, so I think he's enjoying that side of it. So go check out Sarge over at C4 Defense. I'll put the link one more time out there in the chat. Great guy. Great channel, so go check him out. If you guys like any of his stuff, go in there and want to subscribe to him. Click the notification bell next to the subscribe button. More importantly, go find yourself a video that you like in the comment section. Leave a nice comment for him, and at the end of it, say you've been hit by the Gun Channels Blitz, the hashtag Gun Channels Blitz. So I'm going to...
And with that being said, don't forget to check out ghosttactical.us, and if you have any comments, make sure to email ghosttactical@live@ghosttactical.us. And don't forget to check out the Ghost Tactical store to get some awesome merchandise, hats, patches, t-shirts. Once again,
we've got some cool stuff. We've got some t-shirts that I put out there. One of them says, if I'm here, it's no longer a gun-free zone. I love that shirt. And then I've got one that I'm using the hashtag, but it says it's all about the hashtag the gun life. So we got those t-shirts up. We've got some new and cool stuff that's been coming the last couple weeks or so. We've got our challenge coin, poker chip, whatever you want to call it, double-sided, different colors. These are in the store as well. The patches came in. I think the patches look awesome. 2.5 by 2.5 inches. They're pretty big, but I think they came out awesome.
I thought they were I thought they were gonna be like size of just the ghost part. It's bigger than that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good size, 2.5 by 2.5. So it's a pretty good size patch. I think they turned out great.
You not only have a patch, but you have a coaster for your drink.
Well, it gives you the background, looks like, right? You got the loop part also.
Yeah. Cool. Oh yeah, it comes on the back. It's got the male and female side of the Velcro, so it comes with everything. So it's ready to go for you. But you know, check those out. I guess you want to support the channel. Thank you for everyone. I want to send out a quick shout out to some patrons. Thank you so much for all that you guys do for me. But we had some people that upgraded their patronage this weekend. 50 Caliber Karma upgraded to a staff NCO. And we had Calaveras 32 Special went all the way to, he was our first Sergeant Major of the Ghost Squad. So he's at a Sergeant Major level. We've had Jeffrey Flores upgraded his. So I want to thank everybody on the Patreon side. You guys are awesome. If you haven't checked out my page lately on Patreon, I did put out a reminder. We're going to go tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Central, basically right after Matt's chat on Never Enough Ammo. And we're going to have a little live chat for patrons only. And we're going to give out some ammo. I've got 200 rounds of ammo to give out to patrons and during that. So, guys, come check us out. If you haven't, if you would like to support the channel, we'd love to have you. If not, I understand. Please continue to watch, like, share, comment. I love the comments in my videos. Thank you so much for everyone that's going, who has been supporting, and we're going to continue to do that. Speaking of which, what I want to do right now, guys, is if you don't mind, before we start letting you plug stuff, before we lose everybody to hit or miss, we still have 53 strong, so that's a good number, but I want to do a little giveaway. I am going to do a giveaway for a poker chip and for a patch. So
wow, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah. So I'm going to go put in the side chat, an answer. Let's see here. Let's see. What could be a good question? I tell you what. The answer is going to be. All right. So the question, G or someone can, if you can watch the gun channel side. And
you just want me to say what you typed right there? Is that what you want me to do?
Don't say it. That's the answer. That's the answer. Don't say it. This first one is going to be for the poker chip. The answer is in the side chat. Question is,
that tells me $5, I will text them that answer.
Well, there you go. Semper Fi, Jorge. The question for the poker chip is this. Where is the NRA annual meeting and show at in May this year? What city is the NRA meeting and show at this year? And so we are looking for the answer to that. The winner gets this chip. And I'm on the YouTube side, and it's crickets right now.
Calaveras, gun channels.
YouTube side. You said crickets.
Yeah. HBO Matt. I saw HBO Matt first.
HBO saw Calaveras. He typed it as you were saying nothing happened on gun channels, so that definitely was working.
Yeah, okay. So HBO Matt's going to get it. Is that what you said?
I say so, at least in my connection here.
Yeah,
in my connection, Calaveras on gun channels had it first, but it's all up right, to you.
Well, we're going to give it to HBO Matt because I saw it first. I was watching both, and I saw it pop up on my screen first. So HBO Matt, you've got yourself a poker chip. What I want you to do is go ahead and email me live at ghosttactical.us. Go ahead and email me your address, and I will get this out manana for you. All right? All right. So, trying to think of a second question to do real quick. Maybe you guys got a good question we can ask for the patch. Want to be a pretty good
easy
question.
One or a really good question that they
a
would
really
have?
A really good question. A really good
Ghost Tactical followers. How many go. People from my channel showed up at the November Tulsa gun show?
Oh,
At least that we're in the picture where we all had our hand in there. Let's put it that way. Because this is a trick question, because not everybody had their hand in there, right? Well, I guess we all
did. So what's the answer of the, do you know how many there were? Will you put it on the side chat?
This is what I think. Are you guys thinking the same thing?
Yep.
That's what I had. That's what I remember.
Yep.
Let's use that number since we all remember that number.
You've actually asked this before on a Daily Gun Show, so that would be the same number you asked that time.
That's what I think.
We share viewers. So,
if you out there and you watch Daily Gun Show, you will know this answer.
How many people were actually in the Gun Channel's picture with us at Wanamaker back in November?
Native Gun.
Before I even looked at the YouTube site,
who did?
Native Gun.
Native Gun? Okay, because no one's gotten it right on the YouTube side yet. So Native Gun got it?
On the YouTube side.
Native Gun, that is on YouTube.
While we were still talking. He's the first one after Rich.
Oh, he sure did. He sure did.
Oh, you know what? I'm on top chat. I got to flip it to live chat.
I'm on live chat. It's Native Gun still.
Native Gun, you get the patch, my friend. Good job. It was 9. I believe there was like 11 total, weren't there? But only 9 of us were in the picture. Is that right?
I think you could count like people that showed up, right? Or if you count Raphael's family for sure, his sister and his dad. Oh,
for sure, yeah. So
I think Native wasn't there for the picture.
I don't think he was here. And was Foose already gone also?
No, Foose was there for sure.
He was? Okay, I couldn't remember if he had already left or not.
I think it was right after leaving. We got to remember to do that.
Hottie's always asking why he always seems to have it first, but mine was definitely HBO Matt ahead of yours, Hottie. So sorry about that. Anyways, Native, go ahead and send me an email live at ghosttactical.us. I will get your patch out to you, and we'll take care of that for you. Guys, we're still at 48. You know
what, Hottie, up at the top of your YouTube chat, you can toggle it between top and all or whatever. And top and
live, yeah.
Go to the whole thing and that might. If it's only showing you people that are chatting a lot, it'll only show you that's all you see in top or something.
Right.
Can I plug the tour?
Yeah. I was going to say, plug away. And I'm going to go over, while you're plugging, I'm going to go over to your Indiegogo and get the link. So, yeah, go ahead, G.
I have the link right here. So, the tour, I'm broke. So anybody that wants to support it, that's awesome. But I'm assuming I can't drop the link. So if you would, thanks.
Okay, I'll go
do a little slash at the end. So if it's just ends with a number sign, that tends to work better. And that's a tip Night Strike figured out. If you put a number sign at the end of like Gun Channel's links, when you put them in the YouTube chats, it stops breaking them. So if you're like, Ghost Tactical or Gun Channel / Ghost Tactical, like number sign, and then it'll work.
Okay.
Anyway, I know that most people probably listening are either already sporting or just can't because nobody has money, right? But if you could help by going to that thing and going to the comments, if you're already a participant, and leave some comments, ask questions, those kind of things will get it stirred up. I put it on Indiegogo. I could put this on PayPal and say, hey, let's just do this. But I'm putting it on Indiegogo, the platform, with millions of people because it's a gun thing. If they type gun show in Indiegogo, they're getting projects that are pro-gun, right? So one of the things to use that logarithm, that engine for our to help us or to help the tour, would be to use the comments and ask questions on the updates or, like and that kind of thing, like be active, participate in it, and please share it on the platforms out there. Some people aren't listening to my stuff out there. So I really do appreciate it. It's all about getting a whole bunch of people to throw $10 so that I can stay out here. Right now, I'm barely getting to Tulsa and heading back to Tucson. The only good news there is I'll be able to bring Jimmy with me. Jimmy in Tulsa.
Oh, you're bringing Jimmy to Tulsa with you, huh?
Well, here's the deal. Right now, I don't have enough money to barely get to Tulsa and back to Tucson. So that'll be the end of the tour. So if I'm only going back to or from here to Texas and back, then I can just pick Jimmy up. He'll go to Dallas and Tulsa with me and then come back to Arizona. Unless we can kick this into gear and actually get 1,000 people to throw $10. How hard is that? There's 160,000 people on my channel that don't give a crap. But there's a lot of people out there in the world. I only need 1,000 of them to think it's worth $10 to see some dude drive around in a van and check out gun shops and museums and this kind of thing. And I'm on the road full time. So that's what I'm asking for. It's not the $10 so much from your audience, but to help me share this thing. Because right now I'm not getting any help from the big channels. They just don't care.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you're out there fighting and doing it the right way, the Gun Show Loophole Tour, guys, is amazing. It's I would love, and I know you probably get the numbers, but do you remember last year the your total mileage in days? I think it was like, what, 30 some odd days on the tour.
But remember every single day, 60 something days. It was 60 days altogether, but it was 43 driving the main thing, 11,000 miles.
Okay. 11,000 miles. And every day he's starting at least one, if not multiple, gun shops or gun shows or Second Amendment rallies or meetings or whatever. Everything's about two-way and supporting local gun shops and all that. So if you guys want to fight from the inside, he's doing it the right way because he's spreading the message to the masses about these, you know, these smaller gun shops that might not get heard about. And the local gun shops are what the Second Amendment's all about. You got to go support them. I understand that you can't always afford the prices that they put on their guns. I understand that. But you can buy ammo. You can buy your targets. You can buy your holsters. You can buy, you know, your optics, your sights, all that stuff. You can buy your gun shop for about the same price. You're going to find them online. So support the local gun shops and let them know that we care about them and survival and all that. So, I thank you so much for all that you do for us on the Gun Channel side, but also thank you so much for what you do on the Second Amendment side. And we really appreciate having you on. And I want you to be safe out there, brother. And
we'll right on.
Let's see here. Clover, what you got going on, buddy?
I don't know. Not a whole heck of a lot. I don't know if I still got it going, but if not, it'll be on replay. Matt, 50 Caliber Karma is going to have a little live debate thing with a anti-gun person that he knows. So that's probably an interesting one to check out over there on 50 Caliber Karma. For me, I don't know. I mean, I'm a
person, you know.
Yeah. For me, you know, I'm yeah, he had to contact me to even figure out how to get it, get the Google and the Hangout and all of that. So
yeah, he's never done that.
We're going to have to get him familiar with all the process.
Okay. I thought since he jumped in so many chats, I thought he was familiar with him. Sorry.
Yeah. No, he's never hosted a chat before.
That's a good way to get your feet wet, right? Jump right in.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, as far as with me, shows Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then sporadically throughout the week. The Talk Nerdy to Me shirts are in the store. So
love it.
Several people have asked for those. They're done. Hop over to clovertech.com. Check them out. So that's it.
Right on. John, you got anything, buddy? You put a video out there today.
Yeah, nothing. Whatever. My computer's so busted up. I have to fight my computer not to crash on me. And when it does, I just get whatever. I wanted to get something out just to get something out.
I hear you. Yeah. If you guys are interested in a good pillow, go check out John Z's, as he put a product review on a pillow. And I know it sounds crazy, but we're all looking for that perfect pillow. And so this might be the one. So go check it
out. Well, if you don't have strong nasal sensors, then it might be okay.
Well, we'll see. I'm interested to see how that shows up in the next week or so, whether that's just kind of like that. Obviously, it's not a new car smell, because I love the smell of a new car, and this one obviously is not a pleasant smell. And maybe it wears off over time. You never know.
I let it air out for 7 days, and then I use Febreze, and still is what it is.
Okay.
No. It's a lot better than it was when it first got here. But
okay. Good. Well, guys, go check out. I know we've already lost several people. Go check out Hit or Miss on the YouTube side. It's Night Strike One is a channel. On the Gun Channel side, it is Hit-or-Miss. Thanks, Clover. I know that you get the baby boy there. You should have told me that, and we would have, you know, whatever. But, guys, thanks so much for checking us out. Make sure you get Drill of the Month done. Drill of the Month ends. It's got to be shot by the 30th in video responses. So go ahead and check out the Drill of the Month. Make sure that you get those video responses done. I want to put you the link real quick. To the Drill of the Month out there, and like I said, go watch the video and go get your video responses in for cool stuff. If you are a patron of mine, remember 10 o'clock Central tomorrow night, right after Matt's chat, the Guns and Politics chat, we will have a patron-only chat. We're giving away some free ammo to someone, so check us out. If you're not a patron yet and you want to go get done, go check us out at patreon.com. I guess I could put it in there. patreon.com/ghost tactical. So, not very good typer. So go check us out. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. It was a great chat tonight. Thanks for everyone that joined us, and we will catch you on the flip side. Semper Fi.